Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Okay, as always, welcome Parrish and family and friends and everybody else to another Blog Talk Radio Show, PCP Network, Parents Culture Parents Network. I'm your host, M.A. Scott, and again, we're going to promise you another wonderful show. Hopefully things will be great for you today and you'll have a chance to share some of this information with not only your child and some of his friends, some of her friends, but as well with some other parents out there in the community that is going through the recruiting process and don't quite have an understanding of where to start, how to get started, or anything like that. So, if you will indulge me for a moment, we will get started and go straight into the show. I'm working on trying to get to my switchboard, so I may get a chance to play a couple soundtracks for you. But if I don't get a chance to play a couple soundtracks for you, know that, hey, I always got you in mind with something special, something special. Well, you know, I'm starting out this week, coming off of a great week last week. And if you didn't get a chance to check out our show, Success in Youth Sports. I think it was a pretty good show and had some good valuable information to share with everyone, parents alike, as well as our kids. Well, I followed up that week with doing a presentation up in middle part of Virginia, where I was invited up to come up and do a like presentation, Success in Sports, and had a nice group of young folks from around various parts of Virginia, not only just from that particular area, but as far away as, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours away. And I think it was a very successful event, you know, but while I was up there doing that, I found that there's a lot of things that our folks don't know. Our young folks don't know. They want to be involved in sports. They want to try to go on and play at the next level, but they don't do the things that they need to do to get there. They don't do the things that they need to do to get there, and they're not provided with the right information to have a better understanding of the process and have someone there to guide them, mentor them, and kind of like show them the way. So after we got done with our presentation, of course, I made sure I let them all know, hey, if you need me, let me know, you know, provide them with my contact information and told them, hey, just check us out, check us out. And if we, you know, we're not going to be able to promise you anything, but we'll definitely be able to support you and we'll support you from start to finish. On that note, what we're going to talk about here today, when you're making that initial contact with a college coach, making that initial contact with a college coach. You know, there's a few things I need for you to keep in mind, a few tips I need for you to keep in mind when you're, you know, having that initial meeting, or whether or not you're texting, or whether or not you're emailing, or whether or not nowadays you're Facebooking the coach, you know, sending him a message through Facebook. You know, because these are all the different various forms of contact that we have nowadays. And me personally, I prefer to do a sit down face to face over any of the other forms, texting or Facebooking or emailing. You know, I prefer to do a face to face. And parents, that's what you should push for. When that time comes, you should stress that you have a sit down meeting with your child's coach, not just meeting the coach over the phone or whatever. Have a sit-down meeting. I think you'll get a lot more out of it than just going through and going through and just go going through the flow of okay, you talk to the coach sent you a couple pieces of correspondence in the mail, and then from there, okay, everything looks good, and you just move on from there. I'm not comfortable with that, and you as a parent, I don't think you should be comfortable with that. Not trying to tell you, you know, what you should do, but I don't think you should be comfortable with that, because there are too many things out there that can go wrong based upon not having that face-to-face and not having that firm understanding with that coach, as far as that coach understanding that he or she is going to be responsible for your child's well-being over the next few years, and you want to make sure that every aspect of development is covered. You know, every aspect of development is covered. So what are we going to talk about today? Initial contact with that college coach, you know. And I got a nice little article here that I pulled up, and I'm just going to look at some of the bullets that this writer chose to put in his article. It says, talking about initially, coaches pick players who can focus on improving themselves. And we should look at that from the reverse side of things as well. We should look at a coach that's looking at trying to improve our child, you know. But when he talks about coaches pick players who can focus on improving themselves, they're talking about academically, athletically, and personally, without compromise any facets of their life whatsoever, without compromising any facets. If you have a Facebook profile, which you should, because this is in the 21st century, if you don't have a Facebook profile, then you should put one out there. I'm talking, this is information going out to the athletes. So parents, this is where you're going to fit in to monitor these things. You know, not try to overshadow it too much, but just to simply monitor. If you have a Facebook profile or any other one of those social media sites, profiles, you know, you should have an athletic page. And on that page, you should have your recruiting information. You know, use that to your advantage. Facebook is the key social media site out there right now, and you can use that to highlight anything that you want to highlight. You know, you want to put highlight tapes up there. You want to put, game highlights up there. You want to put some stats up there, anything like that. You can use Facebook to do that very same thing. You know, display your your academic accomplishments, your community service. You can just talk about yourself on that particular Facebook page. You can set up just simply a page for the athlete. Have that page separate from, his or her personal page. Just have an athlete's page. You talk about the academic accomplishments, your community service, and other interests that you may have, and show that you're well-rounded. You know, that demonstrates that you're very well-rounded and you are engaged in what's going on. When the coach is watching the game, and we're still focused on that initial contact, you know, so I'm just going to share some things with you. So when a coach is watching the game, they judge potential of the recruit's character. They judge the potential of the recruit's character. They watch the body language, you know, things like that. From the stance, you know, they look at how they stand and all these other little things. You know, they want to, you know, see if you have a dominant athletic ability, or, you know, do you just play, are you just a role player? So they're judging your character all over. But they also look at your conduct. You know, that's one of the big things. They look at your conduct. They check out how you interact with others. You know, how you interact with the referees, how you interact with your teammates, how you interact with your opponents. You know, so they're checking all that out as well. If you know a college coach is in the stands, you know, avoid yelling at a teammate. You want to talk to your child about avoid yelling at a teammate because they're watching all these little things. They're definitely watching all these little things. So you want to make sure that he or she is on their best behavior. You know, many athletes can compete with your athletic skill set, but not all of them have a solid character. You have to remember that. There's a whole lot of them that can get out there and play the game, but not necessarily mean all of them have a very solid character. You know, body language, posture, you know, that reveals a whole lot about the person. You know, whether or not you stand up straight, whether or not you, whether or not your child, poor body language, all these little things. You know, whether or not when they first meet the coach, they sit there and have a firm handshake, whether or not they look the coach in the eye. You know, all these little things are important things. Are important things that you want to make sure that your child is on top of during the time period that he or she has that initial contact with the coach when you first have that initial contact with the coach. You know, because, they always talk about the eyes being the gateway to the soul and all that kind of stuff. But, just a couple little extra things when you have that initial contact. You want to be on time. You know, you're not sitting there chewing on some gum. Make sure you're not disturbed or interrupted by your cell phone. Have questions, and I won't get into that a little bit more here in a minute. But I want to make sure that you do have questions. Without a doubt, parents, you cannot skip that part about having questions. You've got to have questions. If you don't have any questions out there, then the coaches feel as though that he may be wasting his time. So you want to add some into the play. Without a doubt. And have your list of questions. If you don't have them memorized, have them right there for you so you can check them off. You know, speak slow, avoid using any slang language. And this mainly goes for your child when you're sitting down, maybe in the coach's office, your high school coach's office, or if you're meeting the coach somewhere else, you know, and just be relaxed. You know, because there's nothing extraordinary about these college coaches. Nothing whatsoever. They are regular men and women that put their clothes on probably the very same exact way that you put your clothes on and your child puts his or her clothes on. There's nothing extraordinary. So don't be starstruck and think that this coach is someone else different. Because you got to look at it from this standpoint, parents, and this is straight to you. You got to look at it from this point. You know, again, as I stated earlier, you're putting your child's life in the hands of this coach for the next 4 and possibly 5 years, somewhere between the window of 3 to 5 years, your child will get a major influence from this coach. So if this coach is not above board, if this coach is not the person or doesn't have the character that you think he or she should have, then maybe you want to look at a different institution. You know, sad to say, oftentimes they stress the point that, you should choose the school and not the coach. No, I can't agree with that. And there's many that are here in the network that as well cannot agree with that. That is not just the sole factor, because nowadays, as we all know, our children need as much guidance as possible. And if we're not the one that's providing that guidance and that true understanding, then definitely, we have to make sure that someone is out there providing good and solid guidance. You know, if it's not us as the parents, you know, we have to make sure that we're getting that information or our children are getting that information from someone that is looking out for their best interest. And that person during that time period would be that coach and his staff. Even more so the head coach, because the head coach is setting an example. The head coach plays the plays the parent role in this whole entire program. You know, he is the go-to guy where where all else fails and our children need somebody to go to. You know, they may from time to time go to one of the assistants, but ultimately the end decision comes back to that head coach. So we have to make sure that head coach is the person that we want to have guiding our child over the next few years. I'm so serious about this, man. I am so serious about this because if we don't, then we will definitely have a another issue. Well, parents, if you have any questions or you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We're always here to entertain your questions and just see what you have on your mind as far as you know, what else is going on. You know, what else is going on. But I'm telling you, parents, you cannot avoid the issue of having a sit down with the coach. And every coach that wants to sit down with you, take the time to do so. And you have to stress that point as well to your athletes. Have to. Because if you don't stress that point to them, they may be caught up in the moment. You know, they may be simply caught up in the moment. And what I mean by caught up in the moment, you know, thinking about this school being high prestigious school and not really looking at the overall picture or looking at the benefits of choosing the right coach. So that's where we have to, from time to time, come in and provide that just and due guidance and, you know, keep our children focused. You know, if you're sitting down and you're talking to a coach and he is, again, not being honest with you or you don't feel that you have that sincere honesty, again, that draws a red flag. You know, one thing that I like to tell parents all the time is that you're interviewing the coach. You know, too many times we allow that role to reverse. And when we are sitting down and our child is being interviewed by a coach or, you know, being have an official visit or the coach decides to come into your home, we often think that coach is there to evaluate us. Trust me, that coach is not there to evaluate us. We're there to evaluate that coach. And if we allow that coach to believe that he's there to evaluate us, then we definitely have a problem. We're there to evaluate that coach. And if that coach is not the person that he or she should be, then we definitely need to move on. That's in all honesty. That's you know, as our young folks would say, that's real talk. You know, that's real talk, and we have to stay focused on that issue because if we don't, then in the long run, I tell you what. It will turn out to be a flop. It will turn out to be not so good of a situation. And as a result, we'll have some issues there. Well, parents, again, like I said, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646 929-241-6646. Always love to hear from you and see what you're talking about today. You're listening to M.H. Scott on Blog Talk Radio, Parent Coaching Science Network. And we're here to help you with the recruiting process. And, you know, we focus on the recruiting process, and that may be our big picture goal. But at the same time, we like to have that conversation and that dialogue on all other aspects of youth sports and any other thing that's out there. And what I mean by any other thing that's out there, I mean such as, you know, how to help your child avoid some of the questionable folks that may enter his or her life due to they see your child moving in a positive direction, seeing your child has the ability to be a star at the next level, you know. And if someone comes up to you and tells you, well, I can make your child a star, or, you know, all these other little crazy things, and I'm not going to sidetrack and talk about that subject. That may be another time. But if they come up to you and tell you something like that, then definitely you should already know that your child's already a star. That person has no ability to make your child anything other than what your child really is and already is and have the potential to be on his or her own. even a college coach that comes up to you and presents that information to you, again, know that your child has that talent and has that ability to do all these things on his or her own. Well, parents, I see I'm not getting a whole lot of call-ins today. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but that's definitely no problem. We always love to hear from you. You can always follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. You can reach out to us at PCPHR@AOL.com, PCPHR@AOL.com, or check out our Facebook page at Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook, Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook. Also check out our website. It's currently under construction. There's a couple things, a few more things I want to definitely add to the site. And right now I'm right in the middle of trying to do some adjusting, some modifications to the site. But you can check that out as well at pcpn.info, pcpn.info. Well, it's been another fun and real show. Hopefully I've been able to provide you with some information that definitely caused you to think a little bit more about your initial contact with any college coach, and making sure that you get the best out of that conversation at any time whatsoever. Again, you can always reach us here or catch up with us here at Parents with the Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 noon. Well, family and friends, again, this has been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And at the same time, I will have my own catchphrase that I will be able to sign out with. And you'll be hearing that from the PCP Network. Help us help you. I think I'll use that for now. Help us help you. Have a great day.